Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Good Friday morning. Donald Trump's fate before the highest court in the land.
With a question for the ages, can he or any president be prosecuted for their actions? It's April 26th. This is Today. High stakes. The Supreme Court hears arguments over Donald Trump's claim that presidents should be immune from criminal charges. The justice is divided.
Presidents have to make a lot of tough decisions.
I'm trying to understand what the disincentive is from turning the Oval Office into, the seat of criminal activity in this country.
The federal election interference case now hanging in the balance, looking much less likely to go to trial before November. But in New York, it is full speed ahead in Trump's hush money trial, the latest this morning. Missing spring, millions of Americans waking up to freeze or frost alerts this morning with unseasonably chilly temperatures across the Northeast. And in the Midwest, potential hail, high winds and tornadoes as we head into the weekend. Al is tracking it all. Campus chaos, pro-Palestinian protests leading to more arrests overnight, and dramatic new measures this morning on college campuses, including graduation canceled at USC. Could others be next?
Even if they have to cancel every single commencement, that's up to them.
We will have the very latest. Stunning decision. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction overturned in a shocking reversal. His accusers outraged.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal.
Will there be another trial? And will the disgraced movie mogul walk free? We'll go inside the case. Plus, breakdown behind the wheel. Gisele Bündchen pulled over by police while fleeing paparazzi.
I just want to leave my life.
That emotional exchange straight ahead. Today, Friday, April 26, 2024.
From NBC News. This is Today with Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb, live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Today. We got there. It's Friday morning, and it feels very, very good.
We are going to begin this morning with those two court cases concerning Donald Trump taking place at the Supreme Court in Washington and the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse right here in New York. First, that Supreme Court hearing over whether former President Trump should be immune from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The court indicating yesterday any interference trial is unlikely to take place before Election Day in November.
In the meantime, Trump's criminal hush money trial continues in New York, with former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, a key witness to the prosecution, expected to take the stand again for a fourth day of questioning. Our senior legal correspondent, Laura Jarrett, is here with the latest on all of this. Laura, good morning.
Savannah, good morning. We don't know exactly how the court will rule when it comes to Mr. Trump's case in Washington, or even when. But one thing the justices are in total agreement on, how they answer this question of whether the former president is immune from prosecution or not, has enormous implications. As one justice said Thursday, we are writing a rule for the ages.
This morning, the criminal case against Donald Trump for trying to reverse the last election on the rocks. The government aiming to show Mr. Trump cannot be immune from federal charges for his actions leading up to January 6 simply because he was still president at the time. The conservative justices skeptical presidents don't need some protection.
Presidents have to make a lot of tough decisions. He's subject to the criminal laws just like anybody else.
But still, the justices were mostly unpersuaded that Mr. Trump should be completely immune.
I'm trying to understand what the disincentive is from turning the Oval Office into, the seat of criminal activity in this country.
Pressing his lawyer.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official.
Special Counsel Jack Smith brought conspiracy and obstruction charges against Mr. Trump last year, but the case has been bogged down in appeals. The special counsel's office telling the justices that the former president's argument would lead to dark consequences.
His novel theory would immunize former presidents for criminal liability for bribery, treason, sedition, murder, and here, conspiring to use fraud to overturn the results of an election.
The ultimate result in the case, likely turning on the line between actions taken for personal gain and a president's official duties.
If you don't have immunity, you're not going to do anything. You're going to become a ceremonial president. You're not going to take any of the risks, both good and bad.
None of this stopping Mr. Trump's current trial in Manhattan. Tabloid mogul David Pecker expected back on the stand today after telling the jury Thursday how his company purchased the story of Karen McDougal, another woman who alleged an affair with Mr. Trump, which he denies, ahead of the 2016 election, admitting, "I wanted to protect my company, I wanted to protect myself, and I wanted, also, to protect Donald Trump." Pecker testifying that while in the White House, Mr. Trump asked him about McDougal, saying, quote, "How's our girl?" To which Pecker replied, "She was quiet."
Let's go back to the Supreme Court case. It seemed to me, just listening to some of the argument yesterday, the justices of every ideological stripe didn't seem all that interested or persuaded by what Trump is arguing in his particular case, that he should be totally immune in essence.
That's right.
But they're very concerned about what their ruling here means for the future.
Yeah, they're worried the political rivals are just going to keep coming after each other. And so they think there should probably be some limited immunity. But the question is, who's going to draw those lines? How are you going to decide that? And the reality is, it means the case is probably likely headed back down to the trial court to try to figure out how to draw those lines. But of course, that's a win for him strategically, because it means a delay, and it means this cannot possibly go to trial before November.
So his legal argument might be a loser at the Supreme Court for him, but in essence, it's a win if this goes after the election.
Yeah.
For those who were hoping that somehow a criminal conviction might affect his political fortune.
Yeah, he wins the sort of he wins the long-term war, which is to delay, even if he loses this short-term battle in front of the Supreme Court.
But meanwhile, the hush money trial continues. That is a state case, and it's about conduct that precedes his time in office, essentially. So that goes forward.
And so all this compelling testimony that we've heard from Pecker, I think people are finding juicy. But remember, the actual crime is about falsification of business records, and Pecker hasn't said a word about that. And so I think on cross-examination today, you're going to see the defense team try to play that out.
All right. We'll see how it develops. Laura, thank you very much.
Sure. Let's move now to the volatile scenes playing out on college campuses all across the country over the Israel-Hamas war. With tensions rising and graduation just days away, some schools are taking major steps to, in the name of safety, even canceling ceremonies and celebrations. NBC's Emily Akeda is outside Columbia University with the very latest. Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hey there, Hoda. Good morning to you. There have been more than 40 protest encampments set up at schools since the one here at Columbia University. Overnight security ramping up patrols. I can tell you, you have to have a student ID to even gain access to the campus as tensions flare over the Israel-Hamas war. And remember, with graduation fast approaching. From New York to California.
Free Palestine.
And Illinois to D.C., demonstrations over the violence in the Middle East are spreading across more college campuses just ahead of graduation, as tensions flare and arrests soar into the hundreds.
Let them go! Let them go!
At Emory University, heavily armed officers deployed pepper balls to break up protesters who police say threw bottles, even tasing one person resisting arrest. Faculty members joining the protests.
Can you call the philosophy department office and tell them I've been arrested?
And more confrontations between protesters and police at Ohio State. After chaotic clashes at the University of Southern California, the school canceling its main commencement ceremony just 2 weeks away.
I don't understand. Specifically, why are we afraid?
The university says it won't have time to process the estimated 65,000 guests with its new safety measures in place.
The unprecedented move comes after USC already nixed the graduation speech of its pro-Palestinian valedictorian due to safety concerns.
Even if they have to cancel every single commencement, that's up to them.
But what protesters are defending as free speech, some Jewish students call hate speech.
Freedom of speech is very important, and I'm very for that. But I think there is a point where the university itself has a duty to protect all of its students, including the Jewish ones.
And overnight at the epicenter of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations, Columbia University ramping up security as counter-protests from outside groups marched near campus, demonstrators clashing on campus.
You guys be sent back to your...
The clock is ticking on negotiations with students on site of the encampment, though with no clear deadline from the university.
I'm absolutely worried what happens if the university brings in the NYPD. I think it's going to change the university forever.
And it does appear Columbia University is still preparing to hold its graduation, scheduled to happen in less than 3 weeks. Walking around campus, you'll see stacks of chairs, signs, bleachers. But many of the students I talked to are doubtful it will actually happen. A sore point for some, part of a class that graduated high school 4 years ago in 2020, Hoda, that also canceled by the pandemic.
All right. Emily Aketa for us there at Columbia. Emily, thank you.
Let's turn now to severe spring storms that are putting nearly 20 million Americans at risk for possible hail, tornadoes and high winds this morning. Al's tracking it all. What happened to spring?
Well, yeah. It's coming. This is a very spring-like situation. Unfortunately, we are watching this area of showers, heavy thunderstorms firing up. 18 million people at risk from Omaha to Kansas City for especially strong storms, tornadoes possible, and a wide area of possible tennis ball size hail from Omaha all the way down to Dallas. We move into tonight, on to tomorrow. System rolls into the plains. Also, heavy snow developing in the Rockies as well. We've got a risk for enhanced risk for golf ball sized hail, damaging winds. Again, strong tornadoes. Tomorrow's probably going to be the worst day of this. We haven't seen an EF5 tornado in about 11 years, and we could see one tomorrow in this area. Plus, we've got 2-inch hail at risk from Ames, Iowa, all the way down to Dallas. And then we move into Sunday. Relentless storms continue over the plains, of increased risk for flash flooding, strong storms from Des Moines all the way down to Dallas, but almost to Chicago. The biggest risk for flooding is going to be from Tulsa, Oklahoma, down to Wichita Falls and just north of Dallas. Hourly rainfall rates, 2 to 3 inches per hour. Some of these totals could reach 4 to 5 inches or more. And back through the Rockies, we're talking about up to 2 feet of snow as well. Savannah?
All right, Al, thank you. We will check back in a minute with the full forecast.
All right, turning now to a stunning decision that caught a lot of people off guard yesterday. New York's highest court throwing out former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. The court finding serious flaws in his trial, which, of course, was a milestone in the Me Too movement. NBC senior national correspondent Kate Snow is here with more on the reasons behind that ruling and how what kind of an impact it could have. Hey, Kate, morning.
Good morning, Hoda. The fact that the justices on New York's Court of Appeals were split 4-3 on this decision tells you they were divided. But the majority said its decision was grounded on bedrock principles of evidence and the defendant's constitutional right to the presumption of innocence and a fair trial. For years, Weinstein's attorneys have argued the trial court should not have let women testify who weren't directly involved in the charges at hand. The appeals court essentially agreed and said the only remedy now would be a new trial.
For the more than 100 accusers of Harvey Weinstein, the New York appeals court decision to overturn his conviction hit hard.
My first reaction was a total visceral one. Our hands were shaking so much.
Actor Ashley Judd, who publicly accused Weinstein of sexually harassing her, speaking out.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal.
Weinstein was charged with crimes in New York involving three women and convicted in 2020 of rape and sexual assault. But that trial also included testimony from three other women who made allegations that never led to charges. In the 4-3 decision, a majority of the Court of Appeals, concluding the trial court, made egregious errors, erroneously admitting that testimony, calling it unnecessary. Dawn Dunning was one of the three other women. She says she doesn't regret testifying. I am a stronger person for having done so. I urge the district attorney to retry this case.
And on your left.
Weinstein was once at the top of Hollywood, but in 2017, the New York Times uncovered decades of allegations involving sexual misconduct. When he was arrested back in 2018, Savannah sat down with Oscar-winning actress and Weinstein accuser Mira Sorvino.
How does that feel after everything you've been through?
It's him finally facing real, real criminal consequences for his criminal behavior. And so for that, I feel gratified.
It was the start of the Me Too movement. Some now worried the overturning of his New York conviction is a major setback.
I definitely worry that that sets a precedent, but we will keep fighting.
Weinstein's attorneys applauded the decision.
You can't throw out 100 years of legal precedent because someone is unpopular.
All right, Kate, so what's next in this case?
Well, so the Manhattan District Attorney has said that they will do everything in their power to retry this case. He remains right now in a prison in upstate New York. He's going to be moved, Weinstein, somewhere closer to New York City so that he can have access to his attorneys. And don't forget that he also has a case going on in California. He was convicted of rape there, and he's sentenced to 16 years in California. His attorney in L.A. says the New York decision is going to have significant impact on his appeal in California.
Which is interesting. I think more as a practical matter, they're making some of the same types of arguments in California, mm-hmm. although in that case, California
exactly.
law, different court, different judges.
Right, yeah. right. But his attorney in L.A. definitely thinks that this, what happened in New York, is going to have a bearing on what happens in California, because they may argue that it was the same kind of situation where other people were brought in to talk about prior situations, and that might not hold.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
Kate, thank you. Craig joins us now. Good morning.
Hey, Savannah, Hoda, good morning. Good morning to you as well. Investigators in Southern California are trying to figure out what started a massive fire at a historic pier in the city of Oceanside. It started yesterday. This was the scene just after 3 p.m. A huge plume of thick gray smoke quickly filled the air. Firefighters battling those flames from the ground, the water, and the air. Thankfully, no reports of injuries there in California. At this point, though, still no word on what may have sparked that blaze.
7:17, Mr. Roker, what you got cooking?
Let's take a look. We got a brisk start to the day here in the Northeast Mid-Atlantic. Nice and warm down through the Gulf. Severe storms, as we've been talking about, in the Mid-Plains. And then mountain snows out west with some sunshine in Southern California. And that is your latest weather. Guys?
All right, Al, thank you. Coming up, a moment of real vulnerability for supermodel Gisele Bündchen, caught on camera after she was pulled over by police. She was fleeing paparazzi. NBC's Sam Brock on what we know.
Yeah, Savannah, that's right. We don't know exactly why Gisele was pulled over on Wednesday, but she does tell the police officer she was trying to escape paparazzi. What happens next is presumably very revelatory about what she deals with on a daily basis. That video coming up next.
All right, Sam, thank you. But first, this is Today on NBC. Craig.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh.
back now, 7:30.
Also this morning, one of the highest profile figures in the world was pulled over in Florida yesterday. And she broke down in a moment of vulnerability.
Supermodel Gisele Bündchen, she's also the ex-wife of NFL great Tom Brady, is seen on body camera video being approached by a member of the Surfside Police Department. After explaining her situation, she becomes emotional. NBC's Sam Brock has more. Hey, Sam.
Hi, Hoda. Good morning. The Surfside Police Department hasn't filed a report, so it's not clear exactly why Gisele Bündchen was pulled over. But she does tell the officer, guys, she was trying to escape paparazzi. And as you'll see, after a few moments, she starts to break down, telling him, I just want to live my life.
What do you need? Why are you crying?
No, I'm tired. Everywhere I go, I have these guys after me. Nothing protects me.
On a Surfside street, an emotional window into celebrity Gisele Bündchen's regular struggle with paparazzi. Moments earlier Wednesday, an officer approaches a Mercedes SUV, only to hear this when he asks the driver to roll down the windows. Minutes later, Bündchen appears on body camera, apparently explaining her driving.
I'll give you a courtesy today.
Thank you. I was just trying to escape from that guy.
I understand who you are. I know that. I'll give you a there's nothing I can do about that.
Nobody's talking.
Then the emotional dam appears to burst.
I can do nothing. I just want to live my life.
I can't prevent them from doing their job, which is to take pictures.
Bündchen, a world-famous supermodel.
Sergeant, do it again!
Ex-wife of legendary NFL quarterback Tom Brady, with whom she has two children, hasn't spoken frequently about the strains of celebrity and paparazzi hounding her, but she did in this CBS interview in 2015.
I just don't think it's very respectful for people to follow people, and I don't understand how that's right.
Bündchen and Brady purchased properties in Miami and Tampa prior to their divorce when Brady played for the Tampa Bay Bucks. But Gisele recently telling Vogue magazine.
So I just moved to Florida a little over a year and a half ago, and it feels like Brazil. I love how warm people are. My kids love it too.
Her Miami ranch, apparently a fresh start. She also told People magazine about the attraction of South Florida. I love the sunshine. Wherever the sun is, I feel the happiest always. Adding she feeds off the energy. But this morning, she's fending for herself.
Okay, well then file a report with Miami Beach because it was coming from Miami Beach.
Trying to find some privacy in the area she sought out.
Nothing protects me. I can do nothing.
I feel badly for her. All right, Sam Brock for us. Sam, thank you.
I feel for her. Can you imagine?
No, I can't, actually. Every time you go out, she's got her kids. I mean, yeah I got it. Mr. Roker joins us. Well,
good to see everybody. 46, you're all going, who? 46 million people, again, this is the last chilly morning from Boston, Grand Rapids, Columbus. Temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees below average. But look out west, Topeka, 80 degrees today. 83 in Oklahoma City. Birmingham, pretty nice and warm. Boston, though, a little cooler than average. Baltimore, only 66 degrees today. Again, one more day of chilly conditions here in the Northeast tomorrow, but the warmth is going to be making its way west, or east, I should say. Chicago tomorrow, 81 degrees, 84 in Little Rock, 83 in Huntsville. New York City, you guys ready for some 80s?
Yes!
Monday, I think we're going to get above 80. In Washington, D.C., upper 80s. Raleigh in the upper 80s. And nice and warm in Cincinnati. You'll have your chili three-way and not even heat up the stove. Nashville, look for temperatures into the low 80s as well. Mr. Melvin, questioning the chili in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Skyline chili. How do you have your chili? One-way, two-way, three-way.
Oh,
on top of spaghetti. Three-way is on top of spaghetti, and you got some other toppings there.
You know, while
there.
We're here, Newt Rockne.
Yes.
No, just kidding.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right.
That's right.
Another one we don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you, Al.
You're welcome.
Thanks, guys,
Al.
Coming up, how to avoid the most common spring cleaning mistakes, like, you know, that moldy shower curtain?
Yes.
Usually people just toss it out.
Yeah.
Well, our expert says it's actually easy to clean.
Oh.
So we've got some viral hacks to make your home sparkle again.
Coming up, we've got an exciting morning if you are a Taylor Swift fan, as the pop superstar is hinting at some changes coming, possibly to the Eras Tour. We'll tell you what we know about that and a whole lot more on Pop Stars.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.